Welcome to Just Kidding But Seriously podcast. Thanks for joining Cam and Eli as we talk about news, sports, crazy ideas, and complete nonsense every week. Stay with us as we guide you through the facetious minds of our generation. This is JKBS.
What's good in the neighborhood? What's that commercial or that like theme song where they're talking about neighborhoods?
I don't know. It's kind of vague, man.
Does it have anything to do with like food, or is it like a? I don't know. I just thought of it. And neighborhoods, families, good times.
Maybe it was a little neighborhood watch on public access or something.
Coming to your neighborhood, yeah. Something like a fish sticks commercial.
Makes me think of that. You've seen 20, I think it's 22 Jump Street, right?
Yeah.
Where he's doing that song like Andrew's French fries, because they were saying he looks familiar.
Andrew's French fries.
Yeah. He was like Andrew's fries or something like that.
Yeah, that's right. Maybe that's where I'm thinking of the melody.
Could be, man.
Now that's gonna drive me crazy. How does that go?
What, the Andrew's French fries?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's been a while since I've
Great. I'm gonna have to look it up. Andrew's French fries.
I guarantee you can find it on YouTube later when you're laying in bed.
Yeah, because that's what I dream of. I certainly do have dreams, though.
Dreams of that, buddy.
Yeah, dreams
of having more dreams.
Yeah. I mean, when's the last time you had a dream where you're like, fuck yeah.
It's been a
That's
while.
What I'm talking about.
My dreams are usually pointless, like waiting in a grocery line for an hour and forgetting what I want to talk about, or someone chasing me and trying to kill me, and then I'm like, why do I keep dreaming about this? Like, I rarely have a dream where I'm like, oh man, that was fun. I hope I dream about that again soon.
Do you still have sex dreams?
Not really.
Really?
Like, occasionally I'll have a dream about, you know, my wife and I, like, we're in our 20s again, but, you know, but other than
you act
that,
like
yeah,
you're so old.
I know, but, I mean, I got the back of a fucking 80-year-old, sure, we kidding. But, yeah, normally my dreams are, I don't remember my dreams, or if I do, they're nightmares, and I don't want to relive those.
Yeah, it's funny, I don't remember too many, but the ones you do remember are the scary ones, the ones that are intense.
The best ones are the weird dreams that you don't remember until like you're in your car driving like 12 hours after you've already woken up and you're like, oh my god, I fucking dreamed about that last night. Like, just randomly pops in your head.
Do you think that you have, do you ever have moments of like, okay, that's fucking deja vu? Do you think it's from dreams?
I don't know, man.
I have many of deja vus where I'm just like, son of a bitch, everything that just happened in sequence, the words, the scene, where I'm at, it all feels familiar. But
yeah,
it's
pretty frequent deja vu. I actually have a frequent deja vu card.
Frequent flyers card? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a member of deja vu for life. But yeah, it happens often. Could be from dreams, could be from past lives, or we're all just really fucking retarded. Not sure.
Yeah, you could just be a crazy man. Just living dreams.
You think you're going to New York on Wednesday, but you're really just fucking smearing your own poop on the wall in the fucking insane asylum.
I certainly am. Banging my head against the wall and screaming Sally's name. I don't know who Sally is, but Sally? Sally Jones?
Are you going to be
It is me, Haru.
Are you going to be weirded out if you have a flight attendant on Wednesday named Sally?
I am going to be weirded out. But then I'll say, Sally? Sally Jones?
You're going to look
it
at
is me,
Lauren,
Haru,
you're
the, great white, the great white ninja.
You're going to look at Lauren and you're going to be like, we got to get the fuck off this plane right now.
Oh yeah, total Final Destination all the way. That movie used to freak me out. Was that the first one when they're on the plane?
Yeah. I always felt bad because there was like a retarded kid on there, and I was like, it's kind of a shame that he died, because, you know, like, he didn't even see it coming. He just didn't know what the fuck was going on.
He didn't even see it coming, man. I mean, I need to rewatch that movie. It's kind of oldish, but it was actually really good, and then they just got weird after that when they started making more.
Yeah, like, you know, when I was younger, the second one didn't seem too bad, but I bet going back right now, I probably would turn it off after, like, 5-10 minutes.
Yeah, Josh Hartnett and his stupid Kallik. An idiot.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's who that was in that movie. I
don't know. You're thinking of the guy who played Stifler in American Pie, right?
No, dude, Josh Hartnett.
Was he in the first one? I can't remember.
He's in Final Destination, I'm pretty sure. He wasn't, that guy wasn't in American Pie. That was Stiffmeister. That was freaking, what's his name from one of the best comedies ever, Role Models. Sean William Scott.
That's the same guy who played Stifler.
Sean William Scott isn't the guy I'm talking about in Final Destination. Was Sean William Scott, was he the one that gets strangled by that cord in the bathroom?
No, he got his head cut off by the train tracks, I think. Are you sure you're not thinking of The Faculty with Josh Hartnett?
Dude. You're a faculty.
Because guess what, dude? I am on Josh Hartnett's IMDb.
Wait, go to Final Destination and tell me who the people are. Oh, don't go to his page, okay? Don't you dare. US
listeners, let's see.
Let me give me one's listening. Hello? Are you out there?
Final Destination. Okay, so. Devin Sawa is the main character.
Shit.
Sean William Scott is in the movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Josh Hartnett is nowhere to be found except in the Where Is He Now list.
Where is he now? Nobody gives a shit now. Why? I'm not thinking of The Faculty, even though that movie pisses me off like 100 times over, 7, especially since Usher's in it. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I picture you getting in weekly fights with strangers about The Faculty now.
Dude, you know what pisses me off about The Faculty? I don't even know if anyone listening knows what the movie is, but that chick with the freckles and the short hair, God, yeah. She pissed me off. She was the worst. Hated her face. You know when people, you look at them and you're like, God, I hate you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm sure people do it to me, and I really don't care.
They filmed, I don't know about the whole movie, but the high school scenes, they filmed at a school here in Austin on Congress Avenue.
Ooh, it did look, it gave me a little Texas vibe, baby. Texas. The school, does it say what the school name is, or did they use like a movie school name?
They probably made the name up for the movie. I don't know about at the time of filming, but now it's like, it's actually a school for the blind, I think. Or the deaf and the blind.
Oh, how convenient.
I know, right? It's like prime location and the kids can't even fucking see anything. It's crazy.
Speaking of filming places, I thought it was pretty cool that Jeepers Creepers was filmed. I rode down that road that the movie was filmed in.
You must have been geeking the fuck out. Or did you not know it when you drove down it?
Oh, I knew it. Someone told me and I freaked out. I was like, yeah. I was kind of weirded out by it, but it was kind of cool to know that they've shot that in Florida. That's, I think it was like cool, Mount Dora area. It was like freaking backwoods.
Fucking Hobo City.
Yeah. Talking. Those are the hills of Florida. Hills. Some hilly hills over there. Long roads. Oranges. Stupid oranges. I do like an orange, though. Good old citrus splash in your mouth.
All right, man. Let's catch up. What's been going on in your life? We could go on about random shit.
Yes, we could. And you know what? we certainly could do it for an hour, and I wouldn't give two shenangles.
Two shenangles. So, how's
shenangle
your
sticks?
How's your Thanksgiving?
My Thanksgiving was pretty good. We didn't do the tradish. We did prime rib, mashed potatoes, macaroni and cheese, all homemade, of course. Ooh. Pumpkin pie cheesecake, homemade. What else did we have? A salad, biscuits. I feel like I'm missing something major. And I can't put my toes on it.
You went for the biscuits instead of rolls?
Instead of what?
Rolls? Like rolls you would get at a restaurant?
Oh, dinner rolls. Yeah, I don't know. It wasn't my choice. I just eat.
You're like,
I eat, I clean up a little bit.
Are there carbs in that thing? Then fucking give it to me.
Give me all those carbs. That was pretty much a carby. Mashed potatoes, macaroni and cheese, biscuits. The only thing that didn't have carbs in it was a prime rib. Oh, man. This is good, though. Good times.
Sounds good.
That's about it. How was yours? How was yours?
It was pretty low key. We just did our baked ziti with some meat sauce and some garlic bread and the icing on the cake, Martinelli's sparkling cider. That shit Ooh. Is like heavenly to me. I love that stuff.
Okay. Well, sparkle your day up, bitch.
Yeah, like you're goddamn right, bitch.
That should be a slogan for like a sparkling wine. Joy's sparkling cider. Sparkle your day up, bitch.
It'd be funny though if they weren't trying to be seductive. Like the imagery of the commercial can be seductive, but then it's just the guy like, yeah, just sparkle your day up, bitch. And then it just ends abruptly.
Just like maybe throw what's his name in there? Billy Eichner.
Billy, is that
like,
the
tell him to take a sip. He's the one with the lazy eye, and he's like the gay guy that does like the Billy on the street where he's yelling at people.
I may know about this. I may not know about this. It sounds so bizarre. A gay guy with a lazy eye yelling at people on the street.
It does. It sounds crazy. Like a gay pirate hooker. Okay, pirate hooker around the streets of New York. No, he's got a show on Netflix. If you guys haven't watched it, it's pretty funny. He's ridiculous. He's been in the last few Halloween American Horror Story series. The last two, not this recent one. I don't know if you guys watched those.
Nah.
He was in a couple movies. He was in the last few seasons of Parks and Rec. You don't watch that though.
Nope, I'm a little.
But if you get a chance, they threw a show up on Netflix, so you might want to jump on that if you like crude, witty, snappy comedy. He just runs around. He's got a game called "Ma'am for a Dollar." And then he just asks like the most ridiculous questions that don't need to be necessarily right, and he gives people a dollar. Or if he doesn't like the answer, he just like screams at them and runs away. It's pretty funny.
Sounds like Bam Margera should be the co-host or something.
No, Bam Margera is depressing. You seen him lately? Good lord.
He looks a little rough. I heard he like sought out the help of Dr. Phil to like patch things up between him and his family or something.
Sounds like he's just trying to get some news headlines for himself to get Dr. Phil of all people.
Like, yeah, I remember when I thought he was funny and cool. Those were the days.
Oh, when we watched a bunch of morons?
Mm-hmm.
Thought they were funny and cool. Except I do like Johnny Knoxville though.
He's a little interesting nowadays. I saw him on that show Hot Ones on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And like he didn't seem like he was on anything or crazy, but he just seemed very different from how he was back on the show. It's very hard to just it's very hard to describe, but like just the way he was talking, like he would almost, I guess, like maybe make certain awkward pauses while he was talking, and you're just like, okay, this
is scripted.
Something's on. But yeah, like something seems weird, but I can't put my finger on it.
Something seems weird, but I can't put my finger in his butthole.
Because then you get arrested.
Isn't that saying? Isn't that how it goes?
I think so. That's what my
grandma used to tell me. Listeners, give us your opinions. Should it be put his finger on it, put his finger in it, put his finger in his butthole? A, B, C, D. None of the above.
You decide. Email us at 123.com.
Email us at gofuckyourself.com. That'll get us more listeners.
All right, moving right along.
What else we got on the docket?
Did you do any shopping? Black Friday shopping?
I got a great story.
Super Saturday shop.
I hope anyone listening doesn't work at Dick's Sporting Goods.
I'm going to email all of my friends that work for Dick's Sporting Goods.
You don't know fucking anyone. All right, so let me paint a picture for you. So many moons ago last weekend, it was me, my wife, and my little wee son, Mr. Crew Harrison. Okay, we're in the mall, because that's what we do every weekend, because if I stay in this house all day, I will friggin' go insane. So we go to the mall a lot, which sucks, because then we end up spending more money. But, so we're at the mall, we're walking around. We go into Dick's because I wanted to use a gift card that I got last Christmas.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I haven't used it. I would put shit in a cart online and I would never buy anything. I would just contemplate. And I'm just so indecisive. Anyways. So we're in there. I'm grabbing a few things. Ah, yes. Dip time. And then I didn't even put the brush. I'm fucking the story up already. So before we go into Dick's, Lauren wanted a berry smoothie. She wanted a fruit smoothie. So there was two choices to get one from, but she wanted just real fruit, nothing else added in. So we went over to this like grilled cheese place that had real fruit smoothies advertised, and they of course put sugar in it, but we said no sugar. So it was just like strawberries, berries, raspberries, that kind of thing, and ice. So a berry blast, if you may. So we're sipping on it, we're blah blah blah, we get into Dick's. I'm holding it, they're pretty much done with it. She was sharing it with Crew a little bit, lets him kind of taste the fruit and stuff, and he likes the straws. But in Dick's, I'm holding it, I put it on top of like this this rack of clothes. Okay, and then Lauren goes, "Don't do that, it's gonna drop and fall and spill everywhere." And I said, "Babe, no, it's not. Okay, I got this." So, and that's when I should have known. She's always right, and I'm always wrong. But, hey, it's my world, and I'm living in it. So, I try a few things on. We come back out. I set it back on that thing. And then I'm trying to take off something from the rack, and the rack moves, and then the drink falls on the ground. And my immediate reaction was like, I looked at her, and she's like, "I fucking told you."
Was she at all amused, or was she just like, "What the fuck?"
A little bit. She was more like on high alert, because she's like, well, this is the best part. So after it drops, I go to pick it up. I pick it up. It doesn't really spill that much on the like little like center block that it fell on. Problem is when I grabbed the drink and then went around, she's like, "You do fucking realize that there's a whole row of white shorts on the bottom where you dropped that, right?" And I was like, "Yeah, so?" So I turn around. And I look at where it spilled, and it literally splattered on every single pair of white shorts on the bottom row, like all Nike shorts, $45 each. And I, like, my reaction, I wish she would have caught it on camera, because she was dying laughing, because I just, like, I realized how I just fucked up all of those shorts. So she's cracking up, like, in tears, and I'm, like, running around trying to find a trash can to throw this thing away so we can get the fuck out of there. So I find a trash can, I throw it away outside of Dick's, and then we come back in, and then I grab the two things I wanted, and we go pay. And we're just cracking up the whole time because, you know, like, we're just, like, trying to hurry through the line so nobody tries to come up to us or, like, if anyone noticed or anything. So we try to get out of there as fucking fast as possible. So I probably won't go back to that Dick's for probably another year or so.
Well, yeah, you can use your Christmas gift card that you're going to get later this month.
Exactly. That was my plan. That was my plan. Or just shop online and finally make a purchase there. But I have to return those things because I don't like them. So I'm in a dilemma and I need to find another Dick's. There's plenty of Dick's around and they're all large. So I'm sure I'll be able to find one somewhere.
Yeah, how many pairs of shorts are we talking? Like 5 or 6? 10? Oh, man.
Oh, 10 plus easily. And that's why we're like, oh, what are they going to, they're going to probably make me pay for them, or, like, what would they do, you know? They're not going to be like, oh, don't worry about it.
Yeah. Like, oh, well,
because I don't want to be a douchebag and not, yeah, I don't want to, like, not say anything, but at the same time, I don't want them to make me pay for all of them, because that would be, like, $400 in shorts that are ruined.
Yeah, that's...
So I said, let's get the fuck up out of there.
I wouldn't have even bought that stuff. I would have been like, all right, we're leaving right now. I'm not going to use this gift card for another year.
Yeah, well, I wanted that shit and, you know, whatever.
I hear you. When you want something, you want something.
Yeah, when you want something, you got to take it, buy it, use a gift card. Whatever you can do.
Gotta wait in line. Gotta say hi, how you doing, cashier? Make him feel like his
day. Yeah, and then you have to add that purchase with a stupid little like vibrating massager that they have at front desk. that tops it off. She goes, ooh, get this. Because she turned it on and put it on Crew's back, and he, like, his reaction to it was funny, so we just bought it too. Stupid.
She's got fancy taste, getting an impulse buy at Dick's Sporting Goods.
Yeah, you gotta love those Dick impulses.
I only have impulse buys at the fucking grocery store. Quickie Mart. I shouldn't have fucking done this. I'm gonna regret this purchase.
God damn it, I shouldn't have bought that fucking family size pack of Rolos. Speaking of which, do you see those new Reese's Thins?
No.
These candies are trying to make, like, Thins, and, like, it's interesting.
It's so stupid, because, like, they're, you know, they, I guess they're targeted for people that, like, oh, hey, if you don't have self-control, at least these are thinner, but it's like, no, now they're just going to eat, like, the whole bag in one sitting. And now they're
easily
just as bad about themselves.
I don't know. I feel a little less. Like, we have the little Oreo minis.
Just go big or go home, you fucking sack of shit.
I know. Tell me about it. It's not the same. It really isn't the same. But the Oreo cookie itself is the best part of the Oreo, in my opinion. I don't really care for the middle white stuff. That's what she said. But, I mean...
Boom.
Boom goes the dynamite. But, I mean... You know, it is what it is.
Yeah, I hear you. I like the cookie part as well.
It's just a good cookie, man.
Yeah. So this weekend, I was watching Ace Ventura on TV. Great and movie. It was like, it had commercials in it. And have you ever, you know, watched a movie on TV that you're pretty familiar with? And then you start to notice that you're seeing scenes that you've never seen before?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I saw several extra scenes in Ace Ventura that I had no idea existed, and I was like, I gotta find out if Cameron knows about this shit.
Probably. I think I know what scene you're talking about, too. Because that happened to me a few years back when I was watching it on TV.
There were a few scenes. The couple that really stood out to me were Wanty is going to go to drive to Ray Finkel's house. He mm-hmm. stops. He stops at a gas station to talk to, like, you know, like in the middle of nowhere. And, like, he's asking the guy, like, how do you get to Ray Finkel's house or whatever? And the guy's,
yeah,
like, the guy won't answer. And he just keeps saying, like, okay, well, hypothetically, if, you know, if Ray Finkel were blah, 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 then how would this? And, like, he just keeps finding another way. And then he goes to this, like, dive bar, like, in fucking Booneyville, and then starts, like, hanging with the guys at the dive bar. And I was just like, I have not seen this before. But then there's also an extra scene.
Yeah, because that's in that scene. I think it was a deleted scene that either I saw it on the DVD version or it was being shown on TV, and I was like, "What the fuck is this?" when I was watching it, and I had to like rewatch it a couple different times because it's so funny. Because he gets into a fight with them, or almost does, mm-hmm. and he pulls out like his little. He pulls out his what the hell is it called? Your contact lens. He pulls out his contact lens and breaks it. He breaks it on the counter. He's like, come on.
Yeah, forgot about that part.
Yeah.
But there was another scene, another Cannibal Corpse show that he's at.
Mm-hmm.
And like those two guys, you know, that are like towards the end, you know, like the short Joe Pesci looking guy and then the stupid as fuck tall guy. Like, they're trying to get him at the show, and then he climbs up on stage with Cannibal Corpse and he's fucking he's screaming, and then he does a, you know, he crowd surfs, and then the other guys try to crowd surf, and the crowd just lets them hit the floor.
Yeah. You haven't seen that, like, one at all?
I don't think so, because like I owned,
like, where he actually takes the mic and he's actually screaming.
I could not remember it.
He does like his stupid crazy knee bend where he like bends backwards and falls.
Oh yeah, I remember that, because I own that movie on VHS, so I was always watching like my copy of it. I don't think I ever saw it on TV before that I can remember.
Well, I think the original version that was released cut that out. He just, like, it cuts him out going up on stage, and then they don't ever have that part when he goes to the bar. Mm-hmm. Those definitely were not in the original movie.
Yeah.
Not sure why not.
I was intrigued by him. I can, like, it seems like an odd fit, but it's easy to say that when you see a deleted scene, you're like, oh, I can totally tell why they didn't put it in there. But if it was in the movie, you wouldn't have thought twice about it.
Exactly. There was a scene in, same thing happened in Dumb and Dumber. There was a scene where, when Harry and Lloyd go to they stay at that, like, hotel that's, like, Heartbreak or something, like the hotel that they stay at. Well, there's a part where they're like, in the hot tub, right? Mm-hmm. And I guess it was a deleted scene where they're talking about some stuff, and like Jim Carrey like grabs a glass because they can hear like a couple in the next room like having sex, and he takes like a clear drinking glass and he puts it up against the wall and he's like trying to listen to him, and he's like, oh, get her.
Yeah. I do think I remember that. I think that might be on my DVD copy.
Yeah, that scene. And then there's another scene where they're in the hotel room, and I gotta rewatch it again. I have the DVD version, and I had to record it on my phone, so I think it was on my old videos, but he like talks about, I can't even remember, but I don't understand why it wasn't in the movie. I was dying laughing. I don't know if you remember that scene either, where he's like talking to Harry and they're like getting ready or something in the hotel, and I can't remember what they're talking about, but I have to find it.
Damn it, find it and send it my way, because I'm always down for bonus Jim Carrey Dumb and Dumber stuff.
I'm going to find it right after this and send it to you, because it's hysterical. Anyways.
Dude, I've thought of so many more like funny office scenarios to just tack on to the ones we discussed last time.
Oh, well, bring them on. I mean, most people listening probably work in some kind of an office or, you know, somewhere that has offices.
Yeah, I thought about how funny it would be to be like to do some passive aggressive thing where you might like you bring fish to work and like you microwave it. This is for when you hate everyone that you fucking work with, basically. So you microwave fish and someone kind of walks by and like, you know, they look at you and they're like, oh, fish, huh? Like fish for lunch. And then you're just like, nope. And then you just throw it in the garbage can. And, like, you just did it just to make the place fucking smell disgusting.
You can go even further with that too and like buy little mini microwaves, like $20 at the fucking store or whatever, but you can return it later. But set up microwaves in every part of the office. So like one in the lunchroom, one in your office, one out in like the break room or something, or like another part of the office, and just start microwaving fish everywhere. And then throw everything away in every single trash can that's inside the entire office.
You could even bring one in the bathroom if they have power outlets in the bathroom. I don't think they would, but yeah. That'd be hilarious if they did.
You're like getting there taking a break and your boss walks in. You're just sitting there whistling, microwaving fish.
You have like a bar stool set up next to the counter where you wash your sink and you're just leaning with one elbow on the microwave as some fish is microwaved.
Oh, even nastier. You just take a friggin' piece of fish and you're just holding in your hand up against the fucking air blow dryer for your hands. Then just hold it underneath, let the hot air just fucking make it smell everywhere.
Oh, God.
That sounds just awful.
Just start flushing fish down the toilet.
I mean, the best thing to do is just get like a can of sardines and just start every day. Just open up a can of sardines and throw it into the trash cans around the office and just let it fucking just destroy everyone.
You just fill up a squirt bottle with the sardine juice, and then you just start squirting it into the air in your fucking cubicle.
A spray bottle? Like, spray it all into the carpet and shit?
Oh my god, that sounds fucking
You'd
nasty.
Probably have to quit yourself if you did that. Alright, I can't take it anymore, I'm out of here.
If he's so worth quit. It, though.
Yeah.
I would hold then on as long as I could just to fucking see how miserable everyone got.
Yeah, and then you just fucking, right before you leave, you light a match and throw it on the fucking carpet. It just bursts into flames from all the oils and shit. And you say, peace, fuckers.
Peace out, fuckers.
That's a way to go right there.
Let's see. I thought of
some more. That could be a cheesy fucking one-liner for you, though.
What?
Would you like mustard with your fucking sardines? And then fucking throw the match and let it... Yeah, it's stupid. I love it.
I thought of some more pretty solid mug ideas to have for inappropriate mugs at the office.
Oh, mugs. Okay. Let's mug it up.
So, here's my first one. I'm supposed to be on anti-suicidal medication, but I can't afford it.
Jesus, that's a dark one.
It would just be funny to have, like, you know, that your neighboring, you know, cubicle partner is like, oh, we got a new mug, and then they read it and they you just wink at them and they're just like, okay, they just ask to be switched to another
cubicle. It would be funny if you should sell ideas like that to Spencer's. I wonder if it's too dark though. Who cares?
They can handle it.
I think so.
Okay. Here's another one.
Give us more.
I was acquitted. I think that one's pretty solid.
I was acquitted?
Yeah. I heart unisex restrooms.
I heart unisex restrooms?
Restrooms. Like, restrooms that men and women can both use.
Oh, okay.
And then, this one might be a personal favorite. It's a little long, so bear with me.
That makes it even funnier. It has to go around the entire cup. Like twice.
Oh, trust me. Here we go. Since the government takes control of my oven when I cook dinner and remotely adjust the temperature so that my food is always slightly undercooked.
What?
So the guy just seems so paranoid because he's like, yeah, the government takes control of my oven and they change the temperature from what I put it at so that my food is always slightly undercooked when it's time to eat.
You can go even further with that, but that's good. I was reading an article about, speaking of privacy, like, hackers are able to hack into your TV, like, smart TVs and like, look into your houses.
Oh, yeah, I kind of saw something about that.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Today or last night, one of the two.
That's just freaky to think about.
Yeah, like, someone was saying, like, oh, that's why, I think I was reading a comment or something, and someone was saying, like, that's why I use, like, a VPN. Like, so no one, like, I guess it acts as kind of a barrier between, you know, access points where people could get in. Are you, like drinking through a fucking baby bottle or something?
Sorry. I was drinking my water. I was chugging that bitch.
Drinking water out of a baby bottle.
Hell yeah, man. Yeah, VPNs, but that VPN app got hacked into, too. So that even, I forget what it's called, but there was a VPN that was, like, hacked into. So basically, motherfuckers, you never safe.
Never safe.
Never safe. Hashtag never safe.
Okay. More office talk. Let's see. I came up with a few more breakfast ideas for some catered breakfast at the office.
Oh, God. Like breakfast tacos or like tacos.
Well, that would be a good one, too, but I mean, when you live in Texas, anytime's a fucking good time for tacos. So it's not bad.
That's true. I mean, I'll eat a taco whenever. I'm all game.
I could get sucker punched outside of a nightclub, and then I'm still laying on the ground, and you're like, hey, you want a taco? And I'm just like, yeah, actually, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, I'm in pain. That sounds good, though. It's true.
Okay. So, breakfast, catered breakfast number one. Imagine a giant punch bowl of cereal and milk, but no bowls. So everyone's just eating out of the same giant fucking bowl of cereal with their own spoons.
Oh, I just pictured it. So how does it work? So like whoever brings it in has like just a giant bowl of fucking Cap'n Crunch, and
Let's say there's different stations. So like yeah, like you could have five different tables, you know, each one has like a giant punch bowl with a different cereal and milk. So you just choose which station you want to go to. You could hit up multiple stations if you want. And everyone's just dipping their spoons back into the fucking punch bowl of cereal and milk.
Okay, well, it's got to be even nastier. So picture this. Picture whoever set up the breakfast. So, like, it's a big conference room, and it's just one fucking punch bowl. And we'll do two punch bowls. So you'll have, like, two different cereals, Cap'n Crunch and fucking Cocoa Puffs. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And like, so they're sitting dry inside of the bowls, and then everybody comes in to the morning to get their breakfast and stuff. And whoever, like, you just picture like a lady that set everything up. She's like, "All right, guys, I got Cap'n Crunch over here and Cocoa Puffs over here." And as she's saying that, she's pouring with both of her hands, pouring the milk into the bowls. And then she's like, "Go ahead and grab your ladles," and everybody has to grab a ladle and like eat with that's their spoon. So they have to use that as their spoon. And could you imagine how ridiculous that would look if people actually went and did that? Or do you think people would just be like, I'm not doing that. I'm not. Yeah, that would be worth the reactions and to see if anybody would actually follow through with and do it.
I don't think anyone would actually eat it, but I do love your idea of having her pouring the milk with both hands while she's giving them the deets exactly on where they can get which kind of cereal.
Oh, God. I can just picture it right now. But that would be a good skit.
Every office would have that one guy that's, like, tucking a napkin into his shirt, like, ready to go to fucking town on it. Like, he doesn't think anything is weird about this.
And then everyone, like, the whole group of people are like, Frank, the fuck are you doing? Well, what are you? Oh, you guys aren't gonna eat it?
You guys are too good for Captain Crunch. Go fuck yourself.
That would be ridiculous. That would be good. All right, what else you got?
All right, next one. The boss just brings in a bunch of like individual DiGiorno pizzas that you need to microwave, but everyone has to wait in line at the one microwave that's there. And so everyone is using the microwave for like 3 to 4 minutes for their fucking pizza, and everyone's just like getting antsy and starting to mouth off to each other and fight to break out.
And there's only like, there's like one supreme, and like everything else is cheese and pepperoni.
Yeah, like,
so someone's got to fight for the supreme.
Yeah, like 80% of people are just getting plain cheese, and then fights are just breaking out. Like, he took my supreme.
And it's true though, because every office only has one microwave. Some might have like a toaster oven too, which we do. So we would obviously use the toaster oven too, but still, even having those two things, it would take forever to heat up in the toaster oven.
Oh my god, that would take like at least an hour, probably.
So even better, the microwave breaks, and they have to all use the toaster oven, so I don't think it would work. People would have to wait forever.
People are just getting out their lighters and just like trying to cook the fucking pizza with holding their lighter up to it.
Which reminds me, man, back in the day, I used to tear up bagel bites. Bites were my favorite little snack.
I always thought they were better than pizza rolls, but I mean, they're certainly like nothing to write home about. I don't think I would eat. Like, if you ate a bagel bite now, would you be like, oh my god?
Probably. I freaking love crispy bread with a little bit of cheese and sauce on it. I mean, that's all it was. Simple. Who doesn't love that?
Who doesn't?
I mean, like, you know, it was a kid food memory, so it probably won't be as good now. I'm curious to try it, though, or make some, like, homemade ones. That'd be kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so my last catered breakfast idea is the boss just comes in and tells everyone that he didn't realize how much food it was actually going to take to feed everyone, and then he just gives everyone $2. He doesn't have breakfast for them.
Just gives everyone $2 and change.
He's like, he's got rolled up pennies. Yeah, he's like, time to hit up the vending machines, and he just starts throwing change out at people, making it rain dollar bills.
Oh my god,
that'd be classic. He's like, yeah, I didn't realize exactly what I was promising you all. I apologize, and I'm never gonna do that again.
Yeah, I was in line trying to buy everything, and I realized, holy shit, this is going to be really expensive. So I'm just going to give everybody $2. And I took the time to wrap every single one of these. Well, not me personally, but I went somewhere and had them wrapped for you guys. That way you don't have a bunch of loose change everywhere. Wanted to make sure you guys got a heavy amount of money, if you know what I mean, out of the $2. But you can probably figure something out or tag it on to whatever you get at lunch later. It should help. Everybody's just like, God, this guy's a fucking douchebag.
I notice
how he pulls out his breakfast, though. Nobody else has anything. He pulls that out after he's saying, I'm going to give everybody $2. And he, like, reaches in his bag. He has, like, a fucking gourmet breakfast. Like, Chick-fil-A breakfast burritos and stuff or something.
I don't know why I didn't think of that. That's fucking priceless.
Yeah, that would be perfect.
He has like a whole other...
No, he doesn't even give anybody $2. He's just going to say, I didn't have enough time to get everybody breakfast this morning. I know I promised everybody that. But you guys will... If you'd like to go downstairs or go grab some breakfast, that's cool. But I'm going to start the meeting. And he pulls out his breakfast and starts eating it. He's all right. That would be the perfect boss move.
He only takes like one bite of his second breakfast sandwich and then he's full, so he just throws it out in the car.
But he throws it violently, like a slam dunk. And there's nothing in the trash can, so it just hits bottom. It just... Oh, that was a good one. All right, Timmy, next page. Let's talk about next month.
Classic.
Good call. Let's talk about next week. Who's doing the breakfast next week? Certainly, I didn't do very well.
Janice, you want to take on this, Janice?
It's good.
All right, here's another. I think, by the way, I'm out of office talk, but I did. I don't know what made me think of this. Oh, I know what it was. I saw a meme that kind of made this very obscure and random thought pop into my head.
Okay.
Now the meme, I'll explain what the meme was. It was a guy in a bed holding a, like smiling, holding a phone up to his face. And then it says, "Hi, I need a wake up call." And then the next photo below that is a woman at like a receptionist desk, and she's got the phone to her face, and she's like, "You're an alcoholic piece of shit." And then the next photo is the same guy with a smile on his face going, "Thank you, I needed that." And I thought that was hilarious, and that kind of made me somehow think of this random scenario where, like, imagine you call, like, you're in a hotel, you're getting ready to go to sleep, you call the front desk, and you tell them, like, "Hi, I need a wake-up call for 8 a.m., and if I don't answer the phone, send the police." And they're like, okay. So you have no intention. You have no intention of ever answering the phone at 8 a.m. So they call at 8 a.m. and you don't answer the phone. So the guy's like, "Oh my god, like, what if he killed himself?" So, like, the cops go up there with like the bellhop or something to the manager of security, and they you know, put the key in the slot so the cops can get in there. And, like, they hear music blasting from out of the room, and, like, they're trying to, like, yell, like, you know, "Open the door, open the door," and you're just not responding. And so finally the security guy opens the door, the cops like barge in there, and it's just like the lamest song, like from Hanson, blasting. And you're on the floor in like tidy whities just playing with Matchbox cars. And then they barge in there, and you just look up and you're like, "Can I help you, officer?" And then And then when they tell you, like, the person at the desk said that if you didn't answer at 8 a.m. to call the cops, and you just play it off, you're like, "Why the hell would I tell them that? And why would I not answer the door if I could, you know, if you were here?" And you just try to play it off like the receptionist is making it up, even though you actually fucking did it. I think that would be priceless.
Yeah, the whole time you're just trying to sell it like you'd ever told her that.
Exactly. You're just like, why the fuck would I tell them to call the cops if I didn't answer the phone? Maybe
and then I'm she gets fired.
She gets fired and then arrested for calling the cops, like a fake, like a bogus yeah. fucking call to the cops. Her fucking life is ruined and her kids get taken away from her.
The end. That would be a good short film.
Like, the cops are like, comedy. Yeah, the cops are like, "Sorry, sir, we'll leave you alone." They shut the door, and the guy just has this evil look on his face, and then, like, Mbop just kicks back in, and he's playing with his Matchbox car still.
He's, like, insane. There could be so many scenarios, like, for, like, what you could put for him, what he's doing in that room. I mean, he could be building a fucking train set, like, a legit, like, train set inside the entire hotel room.
Mm-hmm.
And he's playing, like, fucking... What are they called? The train guys?
I don't know why I can't think of this. Are you talking about the guy that, like, drives the train, or the guy that
drives tickets? Yeah, he wears the hat and toots the horn.
Conductor?
Yeah, conductor. So he's, like, legit, like, dressed up as a conductor, and he's, like, playing make-believe. He's just got a bunch of, or either that or he's fucking building Legos. He's just like playing with himself. Oh god, there could be so many funny scenarios.
Or he has a bunch of stuffed animals and he's putting on a magic show for them.
Oh my god, I just thought of something too. Like, they come barging in and he has the whole hotel room like set up like a fucking like he built like cardboard box tunnels for everybody to walk through. Right as they open the door, he like comes out of the door. He's like, "Oh my god, you guys, come on in!" And he's like, "You gotta see this shit." He tries to play it off like there's something going on inside the hotel room, and he's like guiding him through. And he's like, and he's got he hired like people to jump out of nowhere to scare him. He thinks it's some stupid. I don't know. Oh, that would be good.
That's good.
Ah, man.
All right. On that note, I have one more hotel idea that I came up with.
Okay.
Imagine having a bunch of IKEA furniture like delivered to a hotel, like, or you bring a bunch back in like a U-Haul truck, and you bring it in through the side entrance and up to your room, and you just build all of these big ass pieces of IKEA furniture so that like you check out the next morning, and then when room service, like when the maids go to like, you know, change out all the linens, there's just a whole bunch of pieces of furniture that they can't even lift or fit through the door to take it out.
Oh, that's so good. Oh my god, that's so good. But what do you rearrange the room? What if you rearrange the room and you got rid of all of the hotel stuff? So it's different from every other room they go change, so they're fucking confused as shit. And you just change it into an IKEA room and you leave the tags on it. Like it's just a showroom.
Yeah, like the bed frame is just like so big you can't even get that. Like they would have to like dismantle it to get it out of the room, along with like you put together a big ass kitchen dining room table or something in the room.
And they're wondering like where all the original hotel stuff was. They go out on the balcony. He threw everything off the balcony. It's all broken into pieces. It like landed on the sidewalk out there and just broke everything.
And you even go as far as to get like one of the fake TV sets that they have in the IKEA display area, and you replace the regular TV in the hotel room with the fake one that doesn't work.
And then he's just running off with the real TV.
Yeah, the whole thing was just so that he could steal like a $300 TV.
That's so good.
And the TV's like fucking like 5 years old probably.
Some hotel rooms have some pretty nice TVs. I mean, nowadays TVs are so cheap.
Yeah, pretty much.
Unless you go to some old ass fucking hotel that has terrible TVs. Like, what is this, 1994?
I usually stay at kind of mediocre hotels. Like, I don't normally sprig for really fancy ones. So the ones that I have still have, like, you know, flat screens and stuff, but they're not necessarily, like, you know, they still have the large borders on the side.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't think I'll spend any more than maybe, depending on, like, vacation, probably any more than, like, $200 a night.
I mean, that's very reasonable. I think,
yeah, I'm just like, that's what I mean.
I don't mind spending, like, while it's reasonable, I still don't, like, drop that much on room too often. Cause, like, if we're just going somewhere for a weekend, I just had that mentality, like, we're gonna be out and about until, like, probably midnight. The room is literally just for sleeping and showering. I find it hard to justify spending, like, $150, $200 a night.
If that's the case, I'll usually find like a brand new Holiday Inn or something that's like decently affordable at like, oh, $100 or $120 or something.
Yeah, like at that price point, you can get a hotel that you feel pretty safe at with a comfortable bed.
Yeah, location's usually key too.
Yeah, I mean, if you're staying in a downtown area for $100 a night, you better bring a fucking gun with you.
Yeah. Either that or some money, because you can be tricking. You know what I'm saying?
Gonna be tricking. You need that tip money for the Waffle House or the dive bar.
Yeah, you gonna be making some waffles for sure. Some.
Yeah, making some. Good.
I know. Sounds delush.
That'd be a killer boss.
imagine having a boss that just brings like fucking 5 waffle makers to the office and everyone just gets to make their own waffle?
Oh my god. Talk about like, what would be the funniest scenario for like, I guess that would be one, but like, you have like an office breakfast party and it's fucking, you have to make your own waffles. How much of a fucking mess would that be? Just fucking cake batter everywhere. Just, oh my god. That would be a nightmare. But it's like only one waffle maker. So everybody has to fucking wait.
You keep, like, you like yours extra crispy, so you keep opening it up a little bit to look at it, and you're like, everyone's like, hurry the fuck up! And you're like, it's not done yet!
Then you end up burning it on there, and it like gets stuck on there, and just completely ruins it, so someone has to try to fucking clean it. Oh, what would be another messy breakfast idea?
What about fucking chili dogs?
Chili dogs? Oh my god.
You gotta put the chili on your dog, then you gotta fucking put the
squeeze cheese.
Yeah, the squeeze cheese and the pickled jalapeno.
Oh my god.
Or nachos. Nachos would be a pretty messy one.
Oh man, I love nachos. That used to be such a go-to snack. Let's talk about that. What's your go-to snack when you were a kid or even now? Mine back in the day was, I'll give you a couple. Because I don't eat things like this anymore, so it's fun to talk about it. I used to take English muffins, okay?
Uh-huh.
And I would take, like, the really processed sliced cheeses, like the single cheeses from Kraft or whatever.
Yeah.
And the ones that were in, like, the plastic wrapper that you would have to, like, take out of the wrapper for each slice. And then I would put that on the English muffin, and then I would microwave it, so it'd be just like a cheese sandwich. it was so good. You wrap it up in a napkin and you microwave it for, I don't know, 20, 30 seconds. I have no idea why it was so good. It just was.
See, one thing I used to have a lot as a kid, and I haven't had it in so long, was cinnamon toast. So you would make toast kind of on the lighter side so that it wasn't like, you know, crispy as fuck right off the bat.
Yeah.
So you would make some light toast, put some, melt some butter on it, and then sprinkle like cinnamon sugar on it, and then kind of toast it again. And this was in a toaster oven that was like flat, because you're probably wondering like, how the fuck are you not making a mess of your damn toast? So this was a toaster oven. So you would, like,
yeah, yeah.
So I think I would toast it first, put butter and cinnamon sugar on it, and then maybe bake it in the toaster oven. And that shit was fucking delicious. I don't know why I stopped doing that, but
yeah, why fantastic. Would you stop doing that? First of all, butter, hello, and then cinnamon sugar. What cinnamon sugar, like what? What was there a combination, or did you use sugar and cinnamon separately?
No, you can buy, like, if you go to the baking aisle, like, you know, you can buy just plain cinnamon. But you can buy one that's cinnamon sugar, and that's almost like, that's more dessert friendly. Like, you would never just sprinkle just pure cinnamon on like anything and eat it. But like, cinnamon sugar is almost like something that you can just sprinkle on top of something and then
just, yeah, it's just magical, you know, sauce. I mean? Oh yeah.
Magical powder, bro. Magical,
that's a good powder. One. That's a good one. Another one for me would be nachos. So homemade nachos, man. Just take Tostito chips, spread them all on a plate, shredded cheese, cheddar. Fucking just pile that bitch on and then microwave it. Then you put salsa, sour cream, and whatever else you want to put on there. Oh my god, the combination of tortilla chips, cheese, and salsa and sour cream. I don't know why it's so good. It's so good.
Dude, I can eat chips and salsa like all day. If you take me to a restaurant that does chips and salsa, I could
game
eat
over.
That until I just take my entire meal home with me. Because I will just load up on chips and salsa.
Oh, yeah. It's very easy to do that. Especially if it's good chips and good salsa, of course.
I just imagine, like, you know, you're digging in on chips and salsa, and then the waiter brings it over. He's like, all right, who had the beef fajitas? And you're just like, wrap it up, idiot.
Wrap it up, idiot. Go ahead and give us our fourth bowl of chips. We'll finish with that.
But the best part is... the best part is you don't even look up at him. You're just eating chips. You're just eating chips and salsa, looking at the table, and you're just like, wrap it up, idiot. Bring us more chips and salsa.
Oh my god. I freaking love Mexican restaurants. I could go for Mexican any time of the day. I think.
Oh, dude, same here. Like, I had no idea that, like, moving out to Texas, that how many tortillas I'd be eating on a weekly fucking basis. Like, it's ridiculous, man.
Did you ever used to eat at Amigos in Altamont? Did you ever go with me?
I don't think I did. Where was it at?
You remember? Okay, remember where that? I think it used to be a Hooters, and then they turned it into a Wing House.
Yeah.
And it was right before the bridge that goes over I-4.
Mm-hmm.
There was an Amigos right there. I forget what the light is called, but.
No, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it was kind of hidden.
Fridays was. Trust me.
Is that right?
Yeah, it was like across from the...
I'm thinking of the Chili's is further down. The Chili's is actually in...
The Chili's was further down right next to the mall, basically, almost, like by Steak and Shake.
Okay, yeah, then that must have been a Friday's in that other... Yeah, across from the Amigos, where the Hooters or the Wing House was, right?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
But yeah, I don't
people
think I
don't
ever,
even know.
I don't think I ever went there. Like, I wasn't big on Mexican food when I was still living in Florida. Like, it wasn't until I moved out here that I started kind of venturing out a bit.
Oh, look at you.
But, dude, like, whenever we make eggs, if I make, like, eggs and bacon, guess what? I'm eating them inside a fucking tortilla, even here at home. Like,
American corn tortillas breakfast. Or flour?
I do both. When we go out to eat, I usually do flour because it seems like when I get corn tortillas, when we go out, the tortilla just falls apart much sooner, and then it becomes difficult to eat. But here at home, we usually do, we buy, I think, like, Mission corn tortillas, and those hold up pretty good.
Yeah, those are good. I like the corn ones. It depends. I don't like the ones that are too thin, though, but I know what you mean.
Yeah, and especially when you get, like, you know, fajitas with salsa on them or pico, like, all that juice just, like, absorbs into the tortilla, and then you take one bite, and then you're just eating the rest with a damn fork, pretty much.
Yeah, that bitch splits in half.
We're scooping it up with some tortilla chips.
Make yourself a quesadilla.
Quesadilla.
Tortilla chips. Tell you what.
I'll tell you what. That Tom Segura?
I don't know, but we on that new. That new shit.
Trying to sound all hip.
Hip, skip, dip. Dude, I'll tell you what, him and Bert are nasty. Bert is nasty.
He's... Yeah, dude, I watched an episode of Hot Ones this morning before work with Bert, and it was funny, but he's just like you said, he's nasty.
He's raunchy, man. I mean, it is what it is, though. That's who he is.
Yeah, it's his.
Their podcast is ridiculous, though. They're sitting there just drinking and eating and shooting the shit.
Drinking, snorting, fucking bone. New little dance.
What movie is that from again?
Oh, Black Sheep, man.
That's Black Sheep, that's right. He's in the parking lot.
Ah, horse shit.
Oh, that movie's so good. That It basically is Tommy Boy 2.
Yeah, pretty much. And I would almost
go different, just a different plot.
I would almost go as far as to say that it might be a little bit better than Tommy Boy, but that's really hard to say. They're neck and neck.
I don't know, man. They yeah, that one's hard because they both have very, very funny moments. I mean, there's a lot of funny moments in Black Sheep. Like the checkers part, the friggin' first time they ever get to the cabin. When he falls down. Baby Root.
Oh, yeah. Or what about when he's doing the cartwheels in the parking lot and he's like, oh, Vernon, good God, man. Oh,
yeah. He's like, get in the car, dear. I'm coming, mother. Gets his tie stuck in the trunk.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one. I mean, honestly, I don't know if it was the same writer or whatever, but it was definitely a very Tommy Boyish. Maybe it was because it's the same two main actors, but they could have made a movie about anything. It would have been funny as hell.
Oh, agreed, man. All right, I think it's time to wrap this bitch up in a fucking blanket because I'm ready to hit the hay.
Well, all right, hotcakes. It's been a pleasure.
As always,
we'll see you guys next time.
All right, when do you get back from New York?
Next week, like Monday night.
Ooh, dirty. Okay, well, yeah, we'll aim for sometime next week, then we'll do this again.
Later in the week, my friend. Sounds good in the hood.
All right. Peace. Say hi to Sally on your flight for me.
God, I'll let you know if someone starts with the name S, or I mean the letter S, I will freak out.
When you walk on the plane, just feel like, Sally? And see if anyone asks. Like, Sally? Like, yeah.
Even if I hear the name Sally or see Sally or whatever tomorrow, I'm going to freak out anytime this week.
Hells yeah. Just call the cops on him. That's all I got to do.
This bitch is trying to take down the plane.
All right. Well, enjoy your trip, man. Have fun. Travel safe.
Thanks, dude. Talk to you soon.
All right. Laters.
Squiddle.
Thanks for listening to Just Kidding But Seriously with Cam and Eli. If you enjoy our rants and wild nonsense, check us out every week on iTunes and Spotify. You can also email us at jkbspodcast@gmail.com. Again, I'm Cam Ivey, an all-around decent guy. Until next time, don't take life so seriously. I'm just kidding. But seriously.